بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين،
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brother Mona Musa prepared one kitab called Epidemics in Islam. So this is the crux of this. Very few nice points he mentioned in it. Starts off with a statement of a person by the name of Ibn al-Malik. It's a very beautiful statement. He says, إِنَّ الْعَذَابَ لَا يَدْفَعُهُ الْفِرَارِ إِنَّمَا يَمْنَعُهُ التَّوْبَةُ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. But remember, punishment, no matter how far you want to run from it, it's not going to help you. If it is the punishment of Almighty Allah, somewhere along the line it's going to find you. So running away from punishment will not push away punishment. Said the only thing that pushes away and stops punishment is at-tawbatu wal-istighfar. This condition that we're going through in the ending, everything comes from Almighty Allah. And in just different ways it comes. Almighty Allah sometimes uses the enemies to put conditions. It's not only another 21 days. You must remember this is a very long issue, this will be. How in the past people spoke about the great depressions and the difficulties. There will be attacks on Iman after this. There will be attacks on people's social life, on people's monetary dealings. A lot of things will change. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran showed one system that saves a person from what is called all the after effects. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. If you will hold on to istighfar and tawbah, يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. Listen to this verse and how wonderful it's mentioned. مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا means Almighty Allah will ensure that He will provide for you إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنٍ till the time that has been fixed for your death. Until that time, Allah will provide for you a wonderful provision. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. It was based on this issue of istighfar and tawbah. Normally our condition is when difficulties come, either we look at a zahiri sabab, so we understand, okay, when the government says it must stop, it will stop. And everyone knows that the government in the ending can only lift the restriction. But the difficulties that will be found as after effects, they're not going to help at all. For man's life to become comfortable again, now is the time. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala mentioned it so beautifully. وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Istighfar and tawbah. وَيُؤْتِكُ الَّذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. And a person who really thinks that I am not the bad person, I haven't done so much sin, he must also make istighfar and tawbah. Almighty Allah says, the man of nobility, he will get even more nobility. It will benefit all. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And if you choose to turn away, here the meaning of turning away is not concerning with istighfar and tawbah. فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. The Nabi was told, say to the people, I fear that this is a small punishment. I fear the punishment of a very big day. That will come upon you. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Everyone has to go back to Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So the first is this istighfar and tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it so well. He said, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That person who holds firmly onto istighfar. And istighfar just means to say, lot of times in the day, Allah, I'm sorry, Allah, I'm sorry. Easiest is in the Arabic language, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The benefit of this istighfar, ja'alallahu lahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah will make from him that every worry of his will be removed. Wherever he sees no exit, an exit will be made. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. One of the biggest worries people now have is that now my income will be cut. The businesses will be suffering. I might not get paid. I might get retrenched. Even that was mentioned. Allah will send His sustenance from avenues He can never imagine. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So the first was istighfar and tawbah. The second is what is called zikrullah. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the belly of that fish, Almighty Allah mentioned, لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he had not held on to the zikr of Almighty Allah, he would have remained in that belly till the ending, till his death. That would have been his grave. Some say it will end after 21 days. Some say that after 21 days, restrictions will only end. But the will carry on for months. Who knows what will be the after effects? But with Zikrullah, and the highest form of Zikrullah, especially for us coming now, is Quran Kareem. Preparation for Ramadan, everyone's worried about what will happen in the Taraweeh. Ramadan wasn't only Taraweeh. But the main thing of Ramadan was during the day and during the night. It was the Quran, the recital of Quran. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith from Zakariya rahimullah, in Ramadan he used to recite so much Quran that when someone came to visit him, he asked someone to meet Hazrat Shaykh, they said, he's in Quran. And he came after a while, he waited in the masjid, he came back, he thought, now he'll be finished. He said, no, he's reading to someone. After a while he came back, he said, where's Hazrat Shaykh? He said, he's busy reading. So after that he just gave a message, he said, I'll come after Ramadan to meet you. But one message he meant, he said, tell Hazrat Shaykh that Ramadan comes also to us. But it doesn't come like a fever. That when it came to you, it's like a fever came. Whole day you only in Ramadan. But that's how they had whole day in Quran. For us to get something like that, now is the time to start. After Fajr, if you tell your family, normally our condition is, if man doesn't do what the Jamaat, that's the indication in Surah Kahf. When they went in that cave, they went with the Jamaat. If man hasn't got a group, you do nothing. If man tells his family, make sure you read Quran, no one reads Quran. After Fajr Salah, however, if it said everyone reads Quran, people will read Quran. Now no one can move. Then where you couldn't read half a para and you were falling asleep, you'll manage to read three paras also. Because everyone is reading. How a Hifz class takes place, that boy is so tired. But as soon as he enters the Hifz class, he manages for 2 hours. Because there's a Jamaat. In our houses, create this Jamaat. Zikrullah, and one of the highest forms is Tilawat of Quran. Number three is then Zikr al-Rasul, mentioning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our houses. When the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, how much of durood I will read upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, إِذَن تُكْفَى hammaka. What is worrying you, Allah will remove all that worry. On that, Hazrat Tani rahimullah wrote one kitab, it was called Nashr al-Tib. He wrote this kitab, it was on the Zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very unique kitab. He said he wrote it at the time when a plague started. And it was hitting town by town. And everyone was in a condition, an alam of worry. He says he had conviction that if I'm writing this kitab, now imagine his sincerity. He said, I had this conviction but I never made it known. That if I am speaking about the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his blessings Allah will not bring it to my town. He says 7 months after that thing is still continuing in the surrounding areas. He says it has not touched Tanabawan. He said, I have that feeling that because of the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he writes in his muqaddimah an appeal to the ulama, to the scholars. He says, whenever difficulties were found in the world, either they began reciting the ahadith, that's why they had khatme Bukhari, just read the whole Bukhari Sharif. Or they began compiling ahadith. Or compiling on the mu'jizat, miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or compiling praise on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or reciting. So for the one who can't write, he must read. To establish some zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house. The easiest is what we call salawat ala nabi durud sharif. But some ta'aleem also. A kitab of the sunnah, the kitab of the greatness. Now we don't know what to do in the house. There are so many books written on the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People in the past would say, it's such a big volume, where will I ever read it? Now the person is saying, I don't know what to do at the moment. Now is the time. Zikrul Rasul, if our houses can have, one is istighfar and tawbah, one is tilawat of Quran, one is the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last one is sadaqah. And in this book he gives a lot of unique waqiyat, where when doctors told a person that now it's the end of you, so that person comes back from Germany, he was sent there because they said if you've got hope, it's only there you got hope. But even there they said to him certain sentences, that showed that it's not really going to help, but you can come back and try. Came back and he's meeting his family. He sees one woman taking some dirt from the bin. He asks her, what you're doing? Then she explains, there's no food in the house. So whatever someone threw. So feeling pity now, he goes to the butcher and he takes this woman with. And he says to the butcher man that she will come once a week. You give her what she needs. And once a year, then you send the bill. Either I will pay it or my family will pay it. And then he comes back home and then his daughter already sees that his face is looking like with life. And they explain he goes back to Germany now to see can the thing be done. And the doctor will ask him, which hospital did you visit? And he's surprised, like, what hospital are you speaking about? And they're going through all that issues, and they say that vein that was clogged is no longer clogged. So then he writes at the ending that I was treated by the greatest of doctors. And that was what Sadaqah, Allah accepted it. He said, when somebody else started making dua for me, because that woman, when she heard what he's doing, her one sentence was that I'll always pray for your health. So he said, somebody else started making dua for me. That's the meaning of charity. That to get the duas of somebody else to help us. Four things, may Allah Tabarakala bless our families with. One is istighfar and tawbah. One is the dhikr of Almighty Allah in our houses. The dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our houses. And we all know our condition. If we are parishan, there are people around us who are very parishan. If we haven't got much, you say, I don't know what I'm going to have in Ramadan. The savouries are not ready. They are outside who are not even thinking of Ramadan. They're saying, I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. So some sadaqah that can go out to people. In this book he writes one last sentence that he ends it. He said, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu said, very beautiful the sentence is. He said, Inna al-halakata kull al-halaka. The worst form of destruction. An ta'amala amala su fi zamanil bala. That at the time when there is that misfortune and calamity, and when everyone is crying, at that time if a man still indulges in sin, he said, Inna al-halakata kulla al-halaka. And this is the highest form of destruction. That a time will come when this will end also. But it will be said to that individual, even now you could not pull out of the sin. There is that one thing that in our houses the phone is there, the internet is there. It can bring a lot of evil also. Think of the sentence, Inna al-halakata kulla al-halaka. Worst destruction, calamity, misfortune, fi zamanil bala, at the time when everyone is crying, even in that time man goes deeper and deeper in sin. Allah tabarak ta'ala save us. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to do those things. In the barakah of those actions, Allah save our families, the people around us, the entire country, the world at large. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.